Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kaylin. May I please have the email and the account you're calling about?
Well, I'm just wondering what this is even. What is Better Health Lines today?
Well, we do different online reports. We do car reports, house reports, driver records. We pull different reports online.
I have no idea. I was charged $39.89 back on October 15th, and I'm just wondering what this is all about.
All right. Well, we answer the phone for different companies. I'm sorry. I went on to actually have the account pulled up. Can I have your zip code?
Okay. Well, the zip code is 60491.
Okay. 60491.
60491.
Uh-huh. Thank you. Would you allow me one moment, please?
Okay.
Would you allow me one moment, please?
Uh-huh.
Would you allow me one moment, please?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm logging into my system. I'm sorry. All right. And what was that zip code again?
60491. Oh. Yeah, I have no idea what this is.
You say 60491.
60491. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I was charged $39.89 October 14th. I mean, is this a magazine or what is this?
What was her first name?
Dahlia, D-A-L-I-A.
Okay. And what's your phone number, please?
Well, it depends. It depends what this is about because I have two different phone numbers.
Well, as I stated, we're a third party customer service. We answer the phone for different companies. So
I mean, it might be my home number. It might be my cell number. I don't know.
Okay, we can try both, ma'am.
Okay, the home number would be 708-301-5218.
708-301-5218. 708-301-5218. Okay. Thank you to La Mama, please.
Okay.
And how much was the charge, ma'am?
It's $39.89. I mean, if it's something I ordered, fine, but I have no clue what this is.
Okay. What was the last name?
Stropus, Stropus.
All right. Okay. And what was your address? Lopez.
Okay, you have to have enough information already. I mean, well, the next thing you're going to ask me is my credit card number, and I'm not going to give you that because then you're going to charge me again. I need to know what this is.
All right. Well, I'll be more than happy to help you once you verify your address.
13858 West Stone Oak Way. Homer Glen, Illinois, 60491.
Thank you. And I was able to locate that account for Byte Hubs.
By what?
Byte Hubs.
What is that?
Byte Hubs looks like you paid $1 to $5. You select the items like an iPad, iPhone, Instapot, or Dyson vacuum. You also enroll in the meal planning app, which is like $40-some.
I have not doing. No, I have no clue what this is. I didn't buy anything for $1.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
I don't understand what this is. And you're not really explaining it. I mean, I want my money back. I didn't get anything for this.
Okay. So it looks like the account is already canceled. Give me one moment, please.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So it looks like you've already canceled. You canceled October the 22nd.
On October the 22nd. Okay. But why wouldn't I have any kind of anything from that? I would think I would get a refund. I would get anything. I don't see anything. And, I mean, you still haven't really explained what the heck this is.
All right, that's why I stated you enroll in the sweepstake. You pay $1 to $5 and you select items like an iPad, iPhone, Instapot, or Dyson vacuum. And you also enroll in the meal planning app.
I did not enroll in anything like that. I delete those kind of emails. Because if that's what it was, an offer through an email, I delete those. I do not go through. I don't win anything, and I know that.
It was a survey.
A survey.
Yes.
The only surveys I fill out are the ones that are a company that I've already visited. I don't fill out other surveys. So did I get my money back?
Well, let me look into the account. Let me see what I can do.
Uh-huh.
Hold on for you. All right. All right. So, if it, looking at the account, I'm not able to refund it. I don't think it can be done. It's a cancel.
Okay, but you said it was canceled on the 22nd.
Yes.
I mean, this is ridiculous. You charged me $40 for absolutely nothing.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's why I say you're all in the sleep state. You're doing it September 15th.
I didn't enroll anything. Like I said, I delete those kind of emails. I get those kind of offers all the time. I don't do any of that. So you must have gotten it some other way. I mean, I'd like to report this company, if anything. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Okay. Well, yeah, there's nothing we can do besides counsel.
Well, thanks for nothing. It better not come up on my credit cards again. Otherwise, Better Business Bureau, FCA, everything is going to be reported. This is ridiculous. I never gave any kind of permission, and how you got my credit card, this is a scam.